Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Friday, January the 13th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Shares of Paytm tanked 6.16% yesterday on the back of selling by Ant Financial, an affiliate of Alibaba Group. As of September 2022, Ant Financial held about 164.42 million shares or 24.88% stake in the company, and in yesterday's trade, more than 3% stake got sold. Now, the Paytm stock price is down 75% from the IPO price. Is this a good entry point for new investors? Well, one way is to say that there is still no clarity on how this business model will evolve because the company does not have any significant competitive advantage with respect to the cross-selling opportunities that hold the key to ramping up the business in a big way in the long haul. The problem there, as I argued in one of my previous podcasts, is that the information stack that is now being built with information sharing from all the big banking and financial players will be a public good soon, and so data in itself may not be as big a proprietary edge as it was thought of as far as credit is concerned. The other way is to be in the moment, not think too long term, take one step at a time and see where we go. Just think about the odds of Paytm going down versus going up relative to the rest of the market in terms of stock price. I think over the next 1 year or so, if you see, the odds may actually be stacked in favor of this company. Why do I say this? One, on the demand supply side, I think most of the IPO related selling is now over. Of course, Ant Financials is still a large investor, and their selling yesterday raises fresh concerns about how much more can they sell. But the flip side is that the stock also recovered from its lows yesterday, and of late a lot of institutional interest is also seen in the counter. So that lends some kind of support, and unless something goes awfully wrong fundamentally, you may not see a huge price disruption. So what is the prognosis fundamentally? Well, on January 9th, Paytm reported to exchanges that it disbursed 3.7 million loans worth 3,665 crore in December, and that number essentially was up 330% on year. For the December quarter, its total disbursements jumped 357% to 9,958 crores. Monthly transacting users jumped 32% to 85 million in December from 65 million a year ago. Similarly, gross merchandise value processed through the platform saw a 38% growth year on year in December to 3.64 lakh crore. Paytm also added 1 million payment devices during October to December, and the number of merchants paying subscription for payment devices touched 5.8 million as of December 2022. The company's customer engagement was at its highest on Paytm Super App, with average monthly transacting users at 85 million for the quarter ended December 2022, up about 32% on a year-on-year basis. In essence, Paytm continues to add merchant network apart from customers to its platform. Plus, over the past 2 years, Paytm's net take rate has improved from nothing to about 13 basis points, led by lower processing costs and higher share of revenue from its Soundbox, which is a device that gets you audio or voice confirmation of payment in your preferred language. Share of subscription revenue in the total payment revenue is now at 14% of gross payment revenue and 38% of net payment revenue, according to analysts from CLSA. This is great, especially as UPI payments do not earn the company any money. But now that Paytm has shown the way, others like PhonePe could compete away any further gains. The other part of Paytm's business, that is the lending business, is also growing at a fairly good pace. In the medium term, Paytm's plan is to start selling credit cards to all its customers who avail the BNPL kind of loans, that is buy now, pay later, which can become a significant revenue driver going forward. So far, growth has been strong and Paytm is trying to grow out of its woes. So what I mean to say is, if Paytm is able to grow its subscription revenues from merchant devices and grow its loan book as it is currently growing, while maintaining its credit quality, it's only a matter of time that it will be able to cover its costs and emerge profitable. Of course, the ability of the company to grow its loan book without any asset quality issues is still to be tested, because this business is really at a nascent stage. But the company has committed on its part to becoming EBITDA breakeven by the second quarter of FY24, and analysts believe this can be achieved. For instance, JP Morgan expects a cash burn of $33 million over the next three quarters till breakeven is achieved in the second quarter. One very important thing to watch out for will be the company's ability to cut fixed costs, especially as bulk of its business, which is payments, is a high fixed cost, low revenue kind of business. So the company's ability to cut this will be crucial to enhancing its core profitability. Still, investing in Paytm will require a leap of faith in the management's ability to grow and cut costs effectively to run a tight ship. Of course, the big world-changing vision that was projected earlier has shrunk substantially, but then the market price has also corrected significantly. So today, Paytm trades at a valuation it saw more than 5 years ago, and nearly a third of its market cap is covered by cash in its books, which itself stood at $1.1 billion as of September 2022, apart from the $127 million they have set aside for buyback. Plus, the fact that Paytm board approved a buyback price of $810 is also some kind of a psychological comfort. So I would think now Paytm has come to a level it is looking interesting, but investing in the company still comes with a lot of ifs and buts, as I just said. But then that is where it really depends on what kind of temperament you have as an investor. It's all about how much risk you can stomach as an investor. That's all from me today. Have a great weekend. Catch you on Monday.